We spoke about supporting parents from MISO money last week. So now paying for weddings from MISO money. Okay. Again, the rule is the following, and therefore what exactly the halacha is depends on the situation and a lot of outside factors. Okay, now what's the rule? The rule is, like we said a million times already, that you can't use miser money for something you're required to do. Second rule, you can't use miser money for things that are not necessary to do either. Right? In other words, you're giving it for tzrachim of tzedakah or whatever, but something that's totally unnecessary, right? That's not part of the thing, the mitzvah or the whatever that's needed, you know, not to give it that. Right? Somebody who's rich who doesn't have a need for tzedakah can't give him tzedakah. It's unnecessary. So here, by marriage, a man has a chiyuv to get married. Okay, a woman does not really have a chiyuv to get married, but to a certain degree she does, because if she stays single, people will be chosh at her that she's immoral or whatever, because very hard to remain moral being single. So therefore, a woman also has a certain an inyan of getting married too, but not as a man has a chiyuv to get married nor to have children. So a man has to get married, a woman doesn't necessarily have to get married. So at least for a man, taking miser money in order to enable you to get married is not allowed, because like any other mitzvah, you have to do. So you can't use miser money for a mitzvah you have to do. Okay. It could be that if there's expenses, you could get married to a minimal, you know, person, or you want to get married to a bigger tzaddikas or whatever, and you need to spend money on a shadchan who's going to find you somebody like that, then maybe that's an extra expense, similar to the other things we said about tuitions and things like that, where the basic you have to do, but you can enhance it and spend a little bit more money to get a better thing that you're not really required to do, but if for sure it's an enhancement, that maybe you could use miser money for. So that's for yourself. Now how about your children? So you're not 100% mechuyev to marry off your children and to spend money for their wedding. You're mechuyev to find them a shidduch for your children, to marry off your sons and daughters. But after that, they're on their own. Fine, I found you the shidduch, you know, go get married. What's it called? So there, to set them up, to buy them furniture, to pay for the wedding or whatever, obviously there are people who are in need. And your requirement is not necessarily to do that. Therefore, many shittas hold you can use miser money to pay for weddings, as long as what you're paying for is not totally necessary. In other words, there's a mitzvah to get married, and they don't have the money to do it. So there's a shaila about paying for a band. Do you need a band? Right? If you have a band, do you need dafka, you know, a whole orchestra? Or is it good enough, you know, just a keyboard or something like that? People could sing, too. They don't really need a band by a wedding. Or do you need dafka to pay for a nice meal where you have waiters and waitresses and an expensive caterer? Or maybe not. Just the opposite. If the reason why people have that is because that is a social norm, and therefore you feel required to do that. If you didn't do that, right, you'd be looked down upon or whatever. So then... what's it called, the chora? That's another reason why you can't use miser money for that, because you have to do it. So therefore there are those that say that you could use miser money for the basics, setting up an apartment, clothing, things like that for a wedding, and the basics of making a basic wedding and for your children, and the extras or whatever that you want, because you know, you want to have a nice wedding or whatever. That's not, there's no union to use miser money for such a thing that you have to use your own money for. You want to do more, so it's your benefit, so pay for it.
There's nothing that, there's a chiyuv because of mithaga?
A chiyuv, no. There's no chiyuv, there's only peer pressure. There's no chiyuv, vidafka, to what's it called, to have a band by a wedding.
No, but there are certain things, as far as I understood, there was a number of doros already that it's basically accepted that the parents pay for certain things.
Yeah, but that's not for Maisa. If that's accepted, then they have to pay from their own money. It's the opposite.
Okay,
no.
Right, but the Rav seems, I understood the Rav saying that it could be right. The whole Hasna.
Right, so if you take into consideration that there are things that people have to do for their children, then like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, even though you're not mechuyev from the Torah to support your little children, but if that's the norm in the place, then and by custom it's done, then you can't use Maisa money either. Manavshah. Right? Either you can't use it because you're mechuyev to do it, or even if you're not mechuyev to do it, it could be that this is not the norm. The ones who hold you could use Maisa money hold that it is a mitzvah, and you're not really mechuyev to pay for it. Somebody else can pay for their wedding. Right? Not mechuyev, a parent doesn't have to medaf to pay for a child's wedding. There are plenty of parents, not plenty, but there are parents who don't pay for children's weddings. Right? And it's not like not supporting your little children. So there's a thin line between what you're mechuyev to do and what people usually do. So what people usually do, you can use Maisa money. But even with that, you can only use it for what's really necessary for the mitzvah of the wedding and not what you want to do to make yourself look good. You want to look good, fine. So spend your own money, but don't spend Maisa money, because when you spend Maisa money, you're stealing money from Aniyah. Because that money should go to Aniyah. So if this is a full-fledged Aniyah thing, fine. But if it's not, then you're using money that could go to Aniyah, you're stealing from the Aniyah. So that's the balance. Okay.
Another question. As far as the Maisa, there are two sides. And they can come from different worlds of what's normally accepted. So if somebody is, if the other side is, would have to do certain things, and wants you to contribute a part of that, since the Maisa is going to be there, so is that going to say, well, it's not really something it's Avachiv to do, but I want to for Shalom, I want to use Maisa for that.
Yeah, Lachara, that you also, I don't know if you could use Maisa for that. That, you're not Mechuyiv to Bechlal to pay for that. If you want to do Al Shalom, so then you'll have to figure out a way to get the money. Right? What's proper to do, right, is that I could say, look, I can afford this. Right? I don't need such a fancy wedding. Right? You want to have a fancy wedding, so you pay for it, and that's usually what happens. The people who want the more fancy thing pay for that. The other ones pay for what the minimum they would have done had it not been for the desires of the other people, unless they want to go overboard. But the other people are not people who can. I'm doing this to make you pay less. If you're not an Ani, you just want to pay extra. Why should I pay extra to make you pay less if you're not an Ani? So Maisa, that's not a consideration that should come from Maisa. It's only a consideration whether I'm chayiv to pay what you want to pay extra or not. Right? And if I don't want to pay, I don't have to pay from anything. If I do want to pay it, then I'll shalom, then I can't pay it from Maisa, because where does it come from? What's Maisa have to do with it?
No, but I'm talking about a situation where the other side doesn't want to do it because this wants a nicer chasna. Let's say, just to make up an example, someone kind of, they come from a place where everybody has a seven-piece band.
Yeah, okay.
Right, and therefore, not to do that, there's pressure. But that's something accepted. Parents do that. You don't come from that world, and one-piece band will be enough.
Right.
So
you can say, I'll be happy to pay half of what one piece band would be, because that's what we find for me. You want to have six more pieces, pay for them. You want to make shalom, right? So you want to offer something to do, fine. But why, you want to pay a seven piece band, you're not an Ani, the other person, right? So I'm going to help you and pay part of it. But why is that, why should that come from Maisa? Right? I don't have to help you. Nikar Adin, I can tell you, look, for me, one piece band is okay. Right? I want that thing. I want to do something that nobody does, so it's an embarrassing thing. Then the other person could say, nobody does something like that. Right? We want to have just, to give out some candy by the wedding. No meal. No, nothing at all. Nobody does that. Right? But I want to have a meal. I just don't want to have, steak. You want to have steak, so you pay for it. Right? I'm happy having, either chicken or meat that melts in your mouth or whatever they usually serve by chassids. Okay. So that's why he brings over here an example whether you should pay for waiters and waitresses right? You don't have to have. You can have a buffet also. That's the chora acceptable, right? There's such a thing, and you don't need musicians or how many musicians or whatever. Okay.
Before the wedding,
so again, if you're talking about poor people who can't afford what the norm for a wedding is, so that's Hachnasas Kala. But if they can't, again, they can't afford, you know, a diamond bracelet for the Kala, right? Or a $2,000 watch for the Chosin or whatever, I don't know if that's Hachnasas Kala. You can get along with, you know, with something less.
When the girls go around collecting for Hachnasas, for the shower.
They're collecting for people who are basically poor people. Nobody here is rich.
So
well, I don't know about that
they,
now. But yeah.
There's sometimes when they collect for the presents for the shower, and there's sometimes when the Rav writes a note for them to take that this is counted as, they can be counted from Meiser money and whatever. What's the difference? Why isn't the other one also for Meiser?
Because the other one is, it could be, right, again, could be for a rich Kala, and you were invited to a shower and you want to buy her a present for the wedding, you can't take them from Meiser. Just the opposite. When you go to a wedding, you're pretty much required to give a present, especially if they gave presents at your wedding, right? It could be they can't take you to Beis Din to demand a present, but it's understood, right? If you don't give a present, you're considered a cheapskate or, you know, something wrong, right? So there's a certain inyinion of giving a present by a wedding, and there's also a certain inyinion of giving a present by before that for a shower. So that lechora. Unless we're talking about a really poor person, that's not tzedakah. But if you would give something more than you would normally give, because these people really need it, right? So a rich girl, so I'll give whatever. I'm not going to give something special. They can get it on their own. But here I notice a poor Kala, and she doesn't get these presents. She's not going to have the basic things she needs to start her life. Her parents aren't going to get it for her. They can't afford it. Then that's real tzedakah. So it's not just a present. Then I'm giving mama tzedakah. Then that's real Hachnasas Kala.
I'm providing. Wouldn't all wedding presents?
Wedding presents are not necessary. If nobody would give any presents, certain families could do it on their own. They don't need the presents. And certain families, nobody gave presents, they'd be destitute. So, if the families that need the presents as tzedakah, it's tzedakah. Families that get the presents because it's nice to get presents for a wedding. Right, but they don't actually need it. They didn't get the presents, they'd pay it on their own. They could afford it. So then that's not tzedakah necessarily. That's a different club.
So everything before the wedding is basically the same, like to know who it is.
Right, exactly. That's why sometimes you write a letter that it's real Hachnasas Kala, you take it from Meiser, and sometimes it's, you know, you want to give a present. You don't want to feel, you know, cheap, or they gave you presents or whatever. So, and they're not really aniyim, but it's nice to give people presents, right? You don't always give presents to aniyim. You give presents to your friends too, right? At various occasions. So those kind of things are not tzedakah. That's not tzedakah.
During
Sharon, they paid from for an aniyim, so that's a tzorich, but it's not a luxury. Today it's considered, since it's possible, it's considered a tzorich.
So
okay, yes, shadchanis.
In the end, the Rav saying the ma'aser presents are a...
Depends for who. Presents that
it's
are...
It's not a chiyuv to give?
It's not a chiyuv that you can take the Beis Din mistamina. Stamina. Right.
It's only... The Rav said it's, even if it's a peer pressure or other, it's something acceptable. If you look down askance, if you don't do it, so then that's also called the pressure that you feel.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not a chiyuv that you can be toveya somebody b'din, but it's enough of a chiyuv that it's not, you can't take it from Meiser. But if you want to add, because the person's an ani, you could give for anim, you give a small amount, and you want to give more because you're adding on because you know they really need it. What you give more for sure, you can give. There's no chiyuv, right? You can give whatever you want. Give a small check and give a larger check. You can give, you know, a nice vase for who knows what, or you can give a KitchenAid. So if you know these people need the KitchenAid, you could give them a vase instead, so you can take the difference between the vase and the
KitchenAid. So the norm amount, it doesn't depend on if the person is needy or not. You can't use it. You can use mice either way.
It depends on the person's need. But the normal thing, right, the thing that you're mechuyev to give, not mitzad hadin, but mitzad ninig, that you can't take from mice. Okay, shadchanis. Also, that's something you could be toveya bedin. A shadchan is like any mitaveich, right? And you owe them the money. It's not a nice thing, you know, to give. You say, well, I'll give the shadchan. The shadchan can be mochel, but if they're not mochel, right, you owe them that money, and whatever the norm is in that place, you owe that money. Right? I don't know what the norm is now. It's $1,000, something like that, maybe more. But on each side. And that is a chiyuv. So you can't use maishal money from that. That's like any business deal. You have somebody, you have an apartment, what's it called, they found you an apartment, they're a metaveich, and they get a percentage, they get a whatever, a fee. Finder's fee. A shadchan's no less than that. And therefore you can't take money. If the shadchan is poor and is willing to take less, and you're giving them more because you're giving them tzedakah, then that's a different story. But the minimum amount, that not. To put money away for children for their weddings from Meiser. When they're real little children, that's not proper, because then you're depriving aniyim who are around, right? People who really need it now for a real future thing. But most poskim hold that from the time that you can start thinking about the wedding, so Rav Yoshua, I think, tells that's around 18 for a boy and 19 for a girl, or the opposite. 18 and 17, right? 17 for a girl and 18 for a boy. Rav Osner says, no, it's about 11 and 12. He says, the reason is why. He says, because at that age, people already say, I'm not going to be mishapetz my dira because I got to worry about the wedding. At that point, you already start worrying about curtailing expenses for thinking about their children already, you know, a few years going to get married. So the basic idea is that you can't put money away long term from Meiser, right? Because you're depriving, even if they could use that Meiser later on, but you have a chiyuv to give it, you know, year by year, whatever. Okay. To pay for relatives, chasanas, right? As long as you haven't obligated yourself to that, right? Where you have no chiyuv at all, a brother, a sister, or whatever. Somebody in the family, you want to give them money towards a wedding, that, and they need it. Now, you're not giving them for luxuries, so they could have another piece in the band. Paying them because they possibly don't have money. So that's like any tzedakah, and they use it for this purpose. That's fine.